Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today I've got a lovely topic. And it stems from just running across some old messages and comments and emails that I've received. And, you know, I know that on YouTube and in the world in general, there are some very intelligent people. However, I'm still convinced that there are a hell of a lot of idiots. And I don't necessarily think it has to do with education. I think some of it has to do with education. But let me just get right into it and you'll see what I mean. I got a message, I guess it was yesterday. Hey, Scott, I really liked your video and hope that it has gotten cooler for you. Okay, well, thank you very much. I'm hoping to travel from Detroit to Bangkok this fall and would love any recommendations. My email is yada, yada, yada. Thank you and have a great day. Now, let me analyze this. You're hoping to travel from Detroit to Bangkok this fall. So you're not even fucking sure that you're going to come here. And yet you want my recommendations. Now, first of all, recommendations for what? The best piece of ass in Nana Plaza, the best hotel, the best food, the best transportation for you, or what is it that you're after? I mean, I sometimes think that people just go along in this robot-like manner through life and they never think. And perhaps I'm blessed not doing this, or sometimes I think it's a curse, but really when you look at that message, it's a pretty foolish message. I'm not saying this guy is stupid or any of the other people in this list here, but the messages I received are pretty fucking stupid. Now here's another one. I've been to Bangkok 5 times just to see a friend and love it there. I won't to move there and find a job. I'm small I. Now listen, there's no punctuation in this. There's the, when he writes I'm, there's no capital I, there's no apostrophe. So obviously this guy doesn't give a shit how he writes, which to me that says something, okay? You can call that education, lack of it, or whatever. But I'm going to bash you for it. I'm 50 and don't have a degree. Fucking obvious. Can I find a job? No question mark, no period, no nothing. No exclamation point, nothing. He just writes, it just is just all one sentence. I've been to Bangkok 5 times just to see friend and love it there and want to move there and find a job. I'm 50 and don't have a degree. Can I find a job? I don't. And now it's not even care. I guess he fucked up when he was writing. It's C-A-R-W about making lots of money. Oh, here's the period. Thank yo. Not even thank you. First of all, learn how to fucking write, you idiot. Okay? Second of all, I think I already answered this. And if you're coming to me to find out what you can do, well, what can you do at home? And if you can do that here, then come here and do it. Otherwise, you're going to have to figure something else. And I'm not here to help you figure that out. I'm here to help you if I can. But I'm not here to fucking find you. I'm not a job placement company. I'm not a fucking recruiter. Okay? Here's the next one. And I love this one. Is it possible if I work my ass off, I would find a job? Here in Canada, I work as a manager in a store. Why think I van find, it's supposed to be, I think I can find a manager's job there if I work my ass off trying. Thank you. Oh, I guess Thai people don't work their ass off. I got news for you. Most of them fucking work harder than any fucking people in the West. They bust their ass. At least they may not be physically demanding jobs, but there are people that will sit there for fucking 20 hours a day at their little stall helping people just to make, you know, $25 or $20. Whereas most people, they figure they got to work 8 hours and they're bitching and moaning if they got to work overtime. So when it comes to this, sorry, but that's bullshit. It's going to take more than working your ass off. Now, you know, you're going along the right line of thought. However, work your ass off smartly and you'll do better. Now, the next one. Scott, is it possible for me to find work? I love to tell my friend, girlfriend, how lives on a farm. It's possible and find work there. And I like to know if I can work at her family farm. Will they let me? Thank you. But how the fuck do I know if they're going to let you work on the farm? What am I, a fucking mind reader? I mean, seriously. Why don't you fucking ask them? And here's the thing. You're not allowed to do that. You can work your ass off if it's your own farm and you're just eating and doing whatever you want. You can do whatever the fuck you want on your own farm, but you can't sell anything. Bottom line, the first time you try to sell something, somebody snitches on you, you're fucked. All right. Guy emailed me. Oh, now I like this one. This one was about the guy who thought that his Cambodian girlfriend wasn't cleaning her ass good enough because he tried to use the spray gun. And when he wiped his ass with the toilet paper, there was still shit there. Another genius. My girlfriend is Cambodian. I assume she does not clean her behind the same way most of us do in the West. I also don't think that what she is doing here is very hygienic practice. Now, let me just stop right there. First of all, I don't know. I mean, but when it comes to the physical ways that there are to clean your ass with water, I mean, you know, you can come at it from the side angle on the left. You can come at it from the side angle on the right. You can come at it from the front. You can come at it from the behind. But other than that, I think everybody probably cleans their ass the same way with water. Other than maybe the Japanese who use the Japanese toilets and them Japanese toilets. Now, I'd really like to have one of those. If anybody wants to donate a Japanese toilet, because I can't find the fucking thing, I'd be more than willing to take it off your hands. Go ahead and send it on over to Thailand. I prefer that over the bum gun because, you know, you push a button, you spray the water up your ass. It sprays the water up your ass. You can set it to the temperature you want. You can spread it, set it at the right angle. You know, you can customize it to spray in your ass at the angle that you want and have different people in your family. They push a button, boom, custom setting number one. Goes up the little ass. Custom setting number two goes up the bigger ass, you know, that kind of thing. And it even warms the toilet seat for you. So, you know, wonderful thing. I'm assuming that for me to go and buy one of these things in Japan is probably going to cost me about $1,500, $2,000, which, you know what, I wish I had it for a toilet, but I don't. So right now my ass is going to have to make do with the little, I don't know how much the thing is, $50 or $100 toilet that, you know, you just plop your ass down and somehow you manage. But anyway, he goes on and he says, I'm curious to know if my girlfriend's bathroom habits are common amongst people living in Thailand as well. Honestly, I find it disgusting to think that my girlfriend is walking around every day blissfully unaware that she has a shitty asshole. Now, if you go back to this video, you'll see I did ask this question, but, you know, the thing is, if she's your girlfriend, I'm assuming you're intimate with her. And if you're intimate with her, you ought to know if she has a shitty asshole. And if she has a shitty asshole, you should either leave her ass or you should have a little chat with her and discuss the practice of cleaning her asshole. So, you know. Now, the last one, which really irked me. Would you agree when I say that it is nearly impossible for a Farang to get into an affair or relationship with a decent Thai woman? That is, one that comes not out of the bar or freelancing scene and has no acquaintances there. Well, gee, I guess I'm the only person on the fucking planet who has a relationship with a decent Thai woman. No, I don't think so, you fucking moron. So, in my opinion, all these are pretty stupid questions, comments, observations, whatever. But, you know, the reason that I was thinking about this and why I'm making this podcast is because, you know, I get these kind of messages all the time. And after a while, I just, you know, I can ignore trolls. I can ignore stupid questions. I can ignore them all I want. But, you know, when an email comes, I generally at least take a good quick look at it. And I'll tell you, my aspiration in life was not to answer questions about a girl's shitty asshole or about somebody being able to work on a farm in their foreign country. You know, I mean, if that's what I wanted to do, I'd probably be working in a mental institution here in Thailand, and I would be a doctor, because none of these fucking questions are the kind of thing that I thought, when I grow up, I want to answer stupid fucking messages and comments from my YouTube viewers. Now, granted, I get some great questions, and not everybody is stupid. I don't want to classify everybody, because those who have intelligence, they generally know. And those who are stupid, they're the ones sending me these fucking kind of questions. I don't know what else to say, but you know, I just was thinking this morning how when I grow up, I want to answer people's questions on YouTube about stupid shit like a girlfriend walking around blissfully unaware of it. She has a shitty asshole. Yeah, I've reached the pinnacle of my career. And if I sound like I'm a little bit irritated and bitter, well, you know, after a while, I just get these things and I just say, well, I'm wasting my fucking time. I must be wasting my time. And it just makes me wonder, what the fuck was I thinking when I decided to make a YouTube channel and to try to help people? Because I honestly never thought that people were going to send me a message and say to me, hey, Scott, can you tell me the proper way to wash my ass? Hey, Scott, can you find me a job? Hey, Scott, you know, I'm 50 and I don't have a degree. Can I find a job? Well, I mean, I'm 50 and I don't have a degree. I got 2 years of college, a little more than 2 years. I don't care about making lots of money. Well, so you're just like me, except that I'll be honest with you. I don't have to make tons of money. I don't have to be driving around in a fucking Ferrari. But money equals security, and it is important to me. However, I like the things that I do generally, other than answering stupid questions from YouTube, which I don't have to. So I guess, you know, maybe that makes me stupid too. I don't know. Anyway, I've rambled on long enough. We got some very enlightening videos coming in the next few days. Until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok D, Lat Jerk and Mai.